10 Rules for Building a Successful Business. Hello and welcome back to the Business Upside podcast on business management. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, and today I have something to tell all listeners about building a successful business. Despite being much talked about topic, as numerous people have spoken about it, I cannot help but reiterate that the relevance of the rules of building a successful business. Not every entrepreneur or not every corporate is aware of these 10 secrets of building a successful business. Everyone wants to build a successful business, but it is very, very important to know these rules, which have been boiled down from thousands and thousands of experiences by entrepreneurs. I will tell you these rules so that you can analyze companies as well as start your own company successfully. Starting a business is always very, very exciting, as it gives people the freedom to live life on their own terms. But it is very easy to look at, but it is not as easy. There are 95% of all businesses end in failure. So only 5% success rate, that is 1 in 20 businesses succeed, but 19 out of 20 businesses wrap up in the first 3 to 5 years. However, if you follow these rules, I'm sure you will get success in your business venture. So let's get to it straight away. First rule, to start a business, you must take the jump. Just do it. You can spend years and years contemplating and years planning, but if you ask any successful entrepreneur, they just do it. They just jump to it and figure out many things along the way. Okay, so maybe just form a business plan. Some of the successful entrepreneurs have just written a small business plan in a handkerchief or in a rough book or even a newspaper, a scrap note. And they have just, thought about it and took the leap. So that's the number one and most important point is just do it. You may spend years and years planning and, making a secret, a safety net and having money aside, but just do it. That's the most important point. The second point, of course, again, very, very important is read a few hours every day about others' experiences and talk to other entrepreneurs, read about case studies, books, news, annual reports, follow social media handles of various entrepreneurs to learn about the secret strategies, opportunities, common pitfalls, hidden information that are not published in textbooks, and case studies and news media. Make notes as you go along. You can watch documentaries, watch, small, business information and try to find out the information, the hidden information that is not so obvious, the trending issues that is not so obvious, or sometimes some of it is not published in the mainstream media. Try to find it out by reading. Make it a habit of reading and learning every single day. The third point about success in business is that business is all about execution. You may not have a unique idea, but your execution may have all sorts of perfection and innovation. For example, Facebook. When Facebook became successful, already MySpace and Orkut were very, very successful. But Facebook, with its privacy and exclusivity, it became very, very successful. They kept on innovating. Example, Google. When Google came, already there was Yahoo.com and AltaVista, and there were so many search engines. But Google, with its simplicity, with its better, results, with its backlink and, PageRank's algorithm, they gave better results, and then they won over the consumers or the customers. Let's take an example of the Gmail. Gmail started with the invitation only in the universities, and then it offered unlimited storage space which was unheard of at that time. So Gmail slowly took in millions and millions of subscribers from others like Hotmail, like Yahoo.com, and it became the number one email provider. Point number four, business is all about sales, sales, and sales. So focus mostly on sales. Everything should be driven by sales, okay? So the choice of product, the configuration of the product, the features of the product or service must be driven by sales. So as a business person, as an entrepreneur, sales, sales, and sales are the first and last thing that should, you know, the entrepreneur should worry about, and sales should dictate everything else, okay? The fifth point is that the long-term vision must be motivating to the team members and it must align with the mission at hand. For example, Google's vision is to provide instant and meaningful search results to help billions of people in various walks of life, be it students, be it patients, be it business people, be it government people, academia. It instantly searches and gives the best information possible at the fastest time. The mission of the various projects, the mission of the, you know, coding is to help the company achieve its vision. Okay. The sixth point is business is all about people. It's all about the team, the empathy, emotional intelligence, charity, inclusivity. All of this should be, you know, kept in mind that business cannot work, cannot function without its people. So people run the businesses. You do business with people. So it's all about emotional intelligence, be it from the customers, be it from the society that the business is operating it, be it, you know, the team members. Human asset is the most precious asset of all businesses. You know, having built several successful businesses in various countries, I can share my experience about the importance of human capital. As a business founder, you know, I have high regard for my, you know, customers, for my team members, and, you know, I constantly look after the team members, the customers, the society where I am operating in, you know, and the, you know, the business should help, you know, humanity in general. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't have no place in human existence. Seventh point is to protect the company culture and to nurture it. Make the company into a self-supporting, thriving tribe where all the people help each other and celebrate and share their own joys and sorrows. There will be people who will come, internal employees as well as external people, who will try to disrupt the company culture. But the entrepreneur should always try to make it a very, very inclusive, very, very self-supporting culture where people want to work in, where customers want to do business with it, where, you know, the society or the geographic area where the business is operating, it's a welcome to that particular company, that the company is helping the environment, helping the society, helping the geography, helping the country, helping the county or the city in which it is operating. Okay. Number eight is to give freedom to team members who are working very hard and to take ideas from them. Remove the friction, you know, and support the team members so that the company functions like a well-oiled machine. And turn to the leaders, turn to the, you know, employees who take the responsibility, give them the freedom and see the magic. Okay. You know, once the employees take ownership of their work, once they get the recognition, the appreciation and the support, they will do so much work that sometimes they will work harder than the entrepreneur, or sometimes they will take more responsibility than the entrepreneur, but they must feel that, you know, it is the vision, it is the long-term, you know, objectives that they are working for. They must buy into the ideas, they must buy into the vision of the entrepreneur. The ninth point is Never completely depend on any single entity, but always have redundancies and backups. You know, it can be for assets. If you have your code stored in somewhere in the cloud, always have backups. It might, you know, your code might be corrupted. It might be hacked. Your website might be hacked. Always have backups and redundancies. If you have suppliers, always have multiple suppliers in case any supplier falls sick, there is any delay in the supply chain. If you have employees looking after it, always have teams looking after particular business functions, because some team member might transition to some other company. They might leave and go to other companies for their own career opportunities, and that should not hamper the business. So always build in redundancies and never completely depend on any particular person, supplier, any particular customer for the entire business. Okay. The 10th point, and again, very, very important point, is to focus on customers for feedback. Okay. Your most critical customers are the ones that will give you the best knowledge about what to improve and how to improve your product or service. The rules for building the business started with people. And as I talk about this last rule, you know, this is most important. As I said, your best customers are your most critical customers, because they will give you the best knowledge. Okay. So always take their feedback very, very critically, act on those feedback, and continuously improve the business, improve the products, improve the services, improve the various aspects, and try to make the business into a very, very useful, helpful, smooth experience, wonderful user experience. So then the business will be very, very successful. Okay. So now it's time to draw the curtains on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. All the secrets I shared from my experiences and experiences from my colleagues, thousands of other entrepreneurs and my students, thousands of students who have launched their businesses. So these 10 points will definitely help you analyze businesses, or, you know, it should help you start your own business, or if you're an entrepreneur, it'll help you fine tune your businesses and your priorities. Okay. Thank you. Keep listening. Stay tuned for more updates. Bye for now.